nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
This is a brief introduction to the Q.Lab simulator, which is available on the nanohub. A brief description of the functions performed by the tool will be introduced, followed by a quick overview of the problems tackled with the Q.Lab simulator and preceding components of this learning module. The purpose of the Q.Lab simulator is to simulate and visualize the 3D confined states in simple quantum dot geometries. This simulator is powered by NeMo 3D. The simulator allows for 5 types of quantum dot geometries: box, cylinder, dome, ellipsoid, and pyramid. It also allows for 2 types of materials, namely gallium arsenide and indium arsenide. As well, optical transitions can be computed and sorted into dark and light lines. More information on this tool can be found within the referenced work. This learning module works out 3 examples for the Q.Lab simulator, which are designed to demonstrate both the operation and capability of this simulator. The first example looks at the eigenenergy and wave functions of box quantum dots. The second looks at the effects of the shape of the quantum dot on eigenenergy and wave functions. Finally, the third looks at the effect of the quantum dot material on eigenenergy and wave functions. This is the solution to problem 1. The problem statement is as follows. Box quantum dot. A. Simulate a box quantum dot with Lx equal to 12 nanometers, Ly equal to 11 nanometers, and Lz equal to 10 nanometers. Plot the eigenenergy as a function of the state number for the lowest 7 quantum states. B. Plot the 3D wave function of the lowest 7 quantum states. Start by opening a new instance of the quantum dot lab program. Change the X, Y, and Z dimension input as shown. All other settings required for this problem are correctly set by default, so click Simulate. For part A, we want to create a plot of state number versus eigenenergy. To do this, start by opening the results drop-down menu, as shown. Now select Output Log. Use the scroll bar to find the outputs for state versus eigenvalue. These values are as shown. Using a program such as MathCAD or MATLAB to plot the state versus eigenenergy will give the following result. We are most interested in the total rise of the graph over the selected range. In this case, it is seen to be just over 1. This rise is related to both the effective mass of the transport and the volume of the quantum confinement, as will be discussed in preceding examples. For part B, select 3D wave functions from the results drop-down menu. The first render that results is the 3D wave function for the first energy level, which corresponds to state 0. You can use the play button to watch the animation of renders for all subsequent energy states. The first 3D wave function is like an S orbital. The second is like Px, which is proportional to the cosine function. The third is like Py, and the fourth is like Pz. This is the solution to problem 2. The problem statement is as follows. Shape of the quantum dot. A. Simulate a box quantum dot, a cylinder dot, a sphere dot, and a pyramid dot, all with Lx equal to Ly equal to Lz equal to 10 nanometers. Plot and compare the eigenenergy as a function of the state number for all quantum dots for the lowest 7 quantum states. B. Plot and compare the 3D wave function of the lowest quantum state for all quantum dots. Start by opening a new instance of the quantum dot lab program. Change the X, Y, and Z dimension inputs to 10 nanometers, as shown. Since box is already selected, press Simulate, which will bring up the following screen. At the bottom left-hand corner, select Input to allow you to select an other geometry. Open the Geometry drop-down menu and select Cylinder. Change the X, Y, and Z dimensions to 10 nanometers, as shown. It should be noted that we are now carving a cylinder out of a 10 nanometer square box. Press simulate, and it will bring you back to the results screen shown previously. Repeat this procedure to get simulations for sphere and pyramid. Note that a sphere can be simulated as an ellipsoid. For part A, we want to create a plot of state number versus eigenenergy. Note that we have multiple results. The following procedure will need to be performed for each result. Start by opening the results drop-down menu, as shown. Now select output log. Use the scroll bar to find the outputs for state versus eigenvalue. These values are as shown. Record these values. Then select the next result from the slider. Do this for each result. Using a program such as MathCAD or MATLAB to plot the state versus eigenenergy will give the following result for the dot geometry. For the cylinder, for the sphere, and for the pyramid. Plotting these results on a common axis gives the following result. As mentioned in the previous example, we are most interested in the total rise in the energy over the given state range. This rise is inversely related to the volume of the quantum confinement for the geometry. That is, the confinement energy is greater if the confinement volume is smaller. This is intuitive. Confining a kinetic element into a smaller and smaller container is expected to put more strain on the container. It is seen that the box, cylinder, and sphere all have approximately the same confinement energy. This is because all three of these geometries allow the wave function, particularly of the first state, to occupy approximately the same volume. The pyramid, on the other hand, has a drastically greater confinement energy. Why this occurs will become clear in Part B. For Part B, select 3D wave function from the results drop-down menu. We are only interested in the first energy level, so we will use the results slider to compare the results. The 3D wave function presently on the screen represents the box-shaped dot. Notice the green outline, which depicts the geometry and volume of the confinement. The next result is for the cylinder. Note that although the volume of the confinement has decreased significantly compared to that of the square, the volume of the first 3D wave function has only decreased slightly. Next up is the sphere. Again, a significant drop in confinement volume is observed, but only a slight decrease in the volume of the wave function is observed. Finally, the pyramid is shown. Now a drastic drop in both the confinement volume and the wave function volume is seen. It can be intuited that the position of the centroid of the confinement volume is extremely important in determining the overall confinement energy of quantum dots of varying geometry. That is, we can safely assume that the confinement energy for a geometry with centroid in the middle of the starting box will be smaller than that of geometries that have centroid offset from this middle point. This is the solution to problem 3. The problem statement is as follows. Device material. A. Simulate a box quantum dot made of gallium arsenide and a dot made of indium arsenide. Plot and compare the eigenenergy as a function of the state number for the lowest 7 quantum states. Let Lx equal 12 nanometers, Ly equal 11 nanometers, and Lz equal 10 nanometers. B. Plot and compare the 3D wave functions of the lowest 3 quantum states for the gallium arsenide and the indium arsenide quantum dots. Start by opening a new instance of the quantum dot lab program. Change the X, Y, and Z dimension inputs as shown. Since gallium arsenide is already selected, press Simulate, which will bring up the following screen. At the bottom left-hand corner, select Input to allow you to select an other material. Open the Material drop-down menu and select Indium Arsenide. Press Simulate and it will bring you back to the results screen shown previously. For Part A, we want to create a plot of state number versus eigenenergy. Note that we have two results. The following procedure will need to be performed for both results. Start by opening the results drop-down menu, as shown. Now select Output Log. Use the scroll bar to find the outputs for state versus eigenvalue. These values are as shown. Record these values and select the next result from the slider. Using a program such as MathCAD or MATLAB to plot the state versus eigenenergy will give the following result for gallium arsenide and for indium arsenide. Plotting these results on a common axis gives the following result. As mentioned in the previous example, we are most interested in the total rise of the energy over the given state range. This rise is inversely related to the effective mass of the carrier. That is, a lighter carrier will require more energy to remain confined within a smaller shape. This can be seen in this plot. Since indium arsenide has a lighter effective mass than gallium arsenide, since momentum is equal to mass times velocity, the energy is equal to 1/2 mv². We can then see that energy is equal to 1/2 momentum times velocity. It is intuitive that it requires more energy to confine a kinetic element with higher momentum. For part B, select 3D wave function from the results drop-down menu. We are only interested in the first three energy levels, so we will use both the play button and the results slider to compare the results. The 3D wave function presently on the screen represents the first 3D wave function for the first state for a box-shaped gallium arsenide dot. Next, we see the second gallium arsenide 3D wave function, and finally the third. Next, we see the first 3D wave function for the indium arsenide box, and the second, and the third. Notice that they are identical for both materials. This causes the shape of the eigenenergy versus state plots to be identical, with just a scaling value difference between the two graphs. Thus, we can conclude that the rise in eigenenergy is inversely proportional to the effective mass of the carriers.